That's like it. In the second, in the Shachan, the Kotan Ches, you can say no, the Shachan's wrong. The Rashba is right. Why is the Rashba right? Because although there may be a possibility of tasting Karpus, but the Ika, which is giving off the taste of Karpus, is bottled raw with the right. That's how we explained before. Tam ki Ika, and Ika is bottled raw, so the Tam is coming from it, which is bottled raw. That's all you saw we said last week. That's over there later on, against the Shachan. In the Shachan, the Kotan Ches, you can say no, the Shachan's wrong. The Rashba is right. Why is the Rashba right? Because although there may be a possibility of tasting Karpus, but the Ika, which is giving off the taste of Karpus, is bottled roll with the right. That's how we explained before. Tam ki Ika, and Ika is bottled roll, so the Tam is coming from it, which is bottled roll. That's all you saw we said last week. That's over there later on, against the Shachan of Kotan Ches. Here, what are you going to say? What are you going to say over here? What happened over here? What happened over here? What happened over here in this case? Huh? You have Vindamino. You have, let's go. So you know what the Ramo. That's Tolin and Shmo. So what does that mean? What happened exactly? You have two items, one of Issa and one of Het, that have the same name, but have different tastes. Right? And the one, the Hetzer is 40 times the Issa. Same name and different taste. Correct? Oh. Here, one could say like this. How can the Kushera meet the bottom of the trace? You'll say that it had, you'll say that what? You'll say that it's mevatalit because it's mindanino. I'll tell you no. It tastes strange. And one could argue that something which tastes of tarpus, okay, with a hector itself in the cobble, the tar of the iser. One could say that, look, Tam Ki Iker means that, as we said before, that the Tam Ki Iker means that the Tam, the fact that the Tam exists, is prevents the Bitla Yisr. And therefore, the fact that in this particular case, the Tam of the Yisr goes into the Heter, even though it's called Mindamino, but it cannot be Mavadalit. It's different in that case over there. Because in that case, the Mindamino, the real Mindamino, the Shema over time. So the Mindamino knocked off, the Min knocked off Mino Baro. Now, even though it gives time to Shema Mino, as we said before, time to Iker, it's an Iker which is bottle. So the time it's given off is also bottle. But in this case, you only have two kinds, which have the same name but taste different. So perhaps we could argue, that's how the Shach arguments have come from, and even the Rashba agrees to this apparently, even the Rashba agrees to this, that what? The Rashba agrees that what? That a min cannot be mevatel a mino if the kosher part, the kosher segment of the mino, has an intertaste of the tarpus. It simply cannot be mevatel it. Yes?
How does that explain the other side of the
point?
Split the other
way? How does that explain the other side of the point? Slow. This I one could say. Of course, although one could say this, in other words, reject the, I know what I'm saying here. You can reject the Shachas of Kotan Vav based on my shiur from last week. And say that Tam Ki Iker, but it's an Iker of Batal Baro, so the Tam is also Batal Baro. Whereas here, there's only two things, not three things, you cannot say that Svar. But nevertheless, one could say like the Ramah. You shouldn't reject the Ramah out of hand and say, well, the Ramah is wrong, it's against the Svar. You could say like the Ramah. Why? You could say, look, why should we say that the Tam prevents Bittul? The Tam prevents Bittul? Maybe no. Maybe only by min d'shein on mino we say it is halacha that there's no din of bittul barov. Maybe, and this will require explanation. There is some svara chitzona or din chitzoni or limud or yafusa deres akasim somewhere distinguishing between min b'mino and min b'shein o'mino irrespective of time. This must be said according to the Ramah. There's no way that the Ramah can stand unless one finds somewhere here, I don't know where you're going to find it, dig up under your sleeve, somewhere a distinction between min b'mino and min b'shein o'mino which has nothing to do with time. That has to be found in order to justify or legitimize the Ramah. We have to find it. We have to find it. The Chavos Da'at said, I found it. I found it. Wait, what did he say it is? What did he say? What did he say? Where do you think he found it? Where did he think that he found it, the Chavos Da'at? No, no. Achram Mahata, such a fly, baby, baby, Shane Amino. What's the difference? What's the difference? That's the Chavos Da'at called the cash from the pre-Chodosh. What's the difference between Min and Min and Shein and Min? It's Dakaram Lahatas. What's the difference? Only Paras and it has to go both the time. He gave an answer. What was the answer? He based on a Rashi and Pesachim. You saw the Chavos Da'at? You guys saw that? No, it's not the Chavos Da'at. Look inside. Osi Osi Machim. Was this on the Ma'amakam? Mm-hmm. I asked him, look at right, only the first part, right? Because then it gets really long. Only the first what? No, so I gave you a break. Here. You see it? Everyone see it? It's page 20 here. I in chapter 4, Vavish today. So Tama Arav, the Iker Tom, the Nivishan Amina Boy, Shishim the right to Shishim the Tom Iker. Tim K, I told Talia the time of the Lobashma, I in Shom Shaharim. If you are not near that dinim arav, the Ramah is right. Okay, we'll come back to this other stuff later. But let me get you to the skip a little bit over here. Here it is. He says towards the bottom. Towards the bottom, not the very, very bottom. Quotes it twice. He says, "The Rashi of Sakam calls up the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim." The Kavod Tzalam, you see that? The Moshe appeared. The Master calls about Tosaf Sham. That the Bina Batal Barov. The Kavod Tzalam Gilal on the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. The Bein Amina La Batal. Period. The Kavod Tzalam Halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. Will then be called Akharabim. Akharabim in Israel La Batal Lost Rachishim. Etc. So what's the answer? Simple answer. He quotes it again, Rashi Tzachim Mandal. He found it. It's simply halacha Moshe Mitzina. Go argue. How can I argue halacha Moshe Mitzina? No. This Chavos Da'at claims that it's in Rashi Tzachim, that there's a halacha Moshe Mitzina which distinguishes between Min B'mino and Min B'shein O'mino. No, sure. He found it. He found the halacha Moshe Mitzina. Where is it from? He can't find it anywhere. He found it in Rashi. Good enough? Good. So Rashi said it. Halacha Moshe Mitzina. A difference in Nimbimino, Nimbishen Amino. $1,000 for explaining the Ramah. You with me? What's the difference in Nimbimino, Nimbishen Amino? Don't ask. Shalach Moshe Mitzrayim. That's all. Don't ask him too many questions. Wait. Slowly. I deny the whole thing. I think the Hoya Dram Yom is all just a bluff. There is no such rash. No such Rashi. I'm not kidding. There's no such Rashi. Where do you look? Anyway, I look up the Rashi. You took the Chavos Da'at's word for it. I figured. Can't blame it. I also would take his word for it easily. No such Rashi. No such Rashi. You look carefully in the Rashi that he quotes. You look carefully in the Rashi that the Chavos Da'at quotes in something. It's like this. The Kazayas Vivek is Prasaraisa, which Mia. Ha, Damar Abana Kazayas and Star Kashir, Shia Kahila Pras, Bihadi Midaraisa, Halacha Lamosha Misina, Kishar Shurin, the Kamis Loke, Umitak Mishim, the Ocho Kazayas Misabani, that's the Rashi. I maintain Rashi never said this, that there's a difference in the Mimish, that's Chachalila. Rashi is saying the Shir of Halacha Lamosha Misina is the right, is Halacha Lamosha. The shear of Kazayat Bechtei Achilat Prat is our local emotion. We've seen it. Maskin. The guy is eating chametz and pesach. It's a nibble of a piece of bread. Stop. Not a nibble. Stop. Not a nibble. Stop. Not a nibble. Stop. And he eats the Kazayat Bechtei Achilat Prat. He gets kores and all the malchus to work. How do you know? Halakha l'moshim yitzina. Agreed. But to say that halakha l'moshim yitzina makes a distinction between min b'mina, min b'shein o'mino. I just don't think Rashi ever said it. I think Lohed Ramiyala, there's no such Rashi. Very easy to knock down. No such Rashi, we're back to square one. The Ramah is back down and out again. How do you distinguish between Amina and Mishen Amina, irrespective of the distinction of time? I thought of an answer on my own. I thought of this answer. Later I found, thanks to the Aruch HaShulchan that somebody brought up, that it's really not my own. That's the Rishonim said of it. Not just Achonim, Rishonim said of it. I thought that really the Mokka was the Gemara Menachos. Menachos. What does it say in Menachos? Menachos, we have a Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. I have to look there, huh?
Yes.
Between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon about what? About, about what? Damapar or Damasor. That's the same as Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, here we see a Mindamino in a bottle. Rabbanon saying, no, that's just a exception. Only referring to a case of what? Of Ola, Rabbana. Then didn't mean the Rabbana. So it occurred to me, I think the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say the name of the Rashi, born the Smag. I think. But that's the source. I mean, that's the source. That's the source. Because we wanted the Lashon like this. Hashta dashmin an Olin, Mishum the Olin. So the Lashon Megmoda. Mishum the Olin. That seems to imply, as the way I understood it, that it's an implication. Only by Olin do we say that Min Bimino is what? Is not Boto. Implying that by Kolatara Kula, not Olin, Min Bimino would be Boto. That's the source. That is the source that Min Bimino is Boto. That is the source that Min Bimino is Boto. Aye, but other Rishonim quote a better source. What other source they quote? Achre Rabim Lahato. I thought Mishmorah. Achre Rabim Lahato should not apply over here. Why? Yaakov, why? We discussed it last week. Right, Avada, kind of ridiculous. Achre Rabim, that means Azalina Vasaruba. I have three pieces of meat in the store and two are kosher, one is fair. I pick one out. Which one is it? Oh, this is kosher. That's Achre Rabim Lahato, literally. But a tarovus which mixed in a pot, what kind of akharab lahatas? Doesn't apply. And yet, but the only way we know that Mimimino is butter barov is a derivation from Olo. Only by Olo. Olin Michlauba has what's lost again. Hashtod Ashmin and Olin Mishun the Olin. But if not, what would it then be? Min Bimino is butter. But only by where? Only by where? By Min Bimino. Not Mimishen Amino. Mimishen Amino, Lach Balach. There's no source anywhere for Bizzle Baruch. Now, I thought of all this on my own. Wait a minute. Slowly. Then I saw the Aruch HaShulchan. Let me just read you. Is that it there over there? Then I saw the Aruch HaShulchan. I think I have to look at the Aruch HaShulchan, huh? You look it up? Sound a list? Tough test. Aruch HaShulchan is like this. Hatan b'mina b'min b'mina b'tul b'rov b'zbar b'gemar menachas Yom HaKippurim Rabbanan tefillah datam ul mishim d'kol ha'ol and lemez b'echem b'vat lemez b'ezeh mek b'shasa. That's what I thought, I jumped for joy. Wow, I was really excited. That was Mechama to a Rajva and to a Smag. And the source for what? And the source for Nin Bimino is Bottle, the Rob, Lach, Balach is not Akirab Lahazis, but rather what? Only the implication of Olin. Not only that, but it's because he quotes Rashi, who is Akirab Lahazis, and then he says himself, well, when he died, the end of a movement cloud. The Ma, Indian Akirab Lahazis, the Tarob, is the Behet in the Gemara. That's only Azulina Basaruba, Tesha Chanuyo, Sanhedrin, etc. Well, very nice. The kinds are very nice, beautiful. We have a source, there are more as a source, and there's a distinction between Mimimimim and Mishenimim, irrespective of time, based exclusively upon what? The derivation from Damapan, Damasoyer. Only there is in that bottle, everywhere else is bottle Barov, Bimino, the Mishenimim, there's no source, Akramah does not apply, and therefore would not be bottle. Now I'll take a question. Yes, my name was first.
The Gemara asks specifically that the Gemara asks the Lema Adi and the Rival. The Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says maybe not to be Bacha, you need both Olin and Min Mino. Implying that if either condition exists, then it wouldn't be Bacha.
That's a hava mina, but the Gemara says the real din is that you don't need tarti, it's just Olin, even if you say no mina. Give me a Gemara Menachos. Is there a Gemara Menachos, anybody? Thank you very much. The Gemara is a Lashon over here. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara says, the Dilma, which one are you referring to exactly? The Dilma, Adika, Min Demino, Ve'olin. Right? Adika Mimino Ve'olin Kasha. Akasha, what is it going for? Akasha start minish. I mean, Akasha means that you can't make a right anything from that Gemara. What is?
Is that Olin are not Basel, Ben Mimino, Ben Shalobamino. Otherwise, what's the Kasha? I mean, the Gemara is working on the time saying Olin are not Basel, period. Ben Mimino, Ben Shalobamino. And the Gemara adds, maybe she only said that Olin and Mimino are not Basel.
Ha. Right. Slowly. Good question. It's hard to tell because you see, we're going to look up the Rambam, we're going to look up the Din, how are you going to find this out? What? Can you look up the Din? Min Bishena Mina Olin, what's Shaykh? I'm sorry, sir. I didn't have a list there. How can I look this thing up, David? Is there a way? No. Oh, so which way?
No.
See, I took the Ochashuk on a step further. I don't want to blame the Ochashuk. I take the full blame on my shoulders. I don't think I'm going to blame the Ochashuk. Ochashuk bought the Rashbah and the Smag. Who say this is the source? Yeah. Ma'am in the Mashvi Gemara that Chacham London Mikra said. Oh, you're right. He does say. Yeah. Wait. What's the smag? You're right. Look up the Rashba. The Torah to buy his Dalat Shar Aleph, and then they have to get him out. He feels right. That's right. Let me hide behind their broad shoulders. On the smag and the Rashba. Maybe he'll have a kash attack at the chukta. You know, some posts will say kash is chukta. Usually it's from that stuff, but sometimes it's... Usually Kashrut does not mean... Well, let's have a chance. Let's look at the Marash Bo and see what happens. I don't know how we're going to answer that question. I mean, there are two kashas. One of them is a kasha, one of them is not a kasha. You can take a choice which is which. You know, you have to find a way out. It's a good thing I found the Rashba, because otherwise, if you asked me this kasha, I would just quit. But now that I found the Rashba said it, so I... don't know. Take a look. I mean, you have to look it up when you get a chance. Avatar is a bias here. Look it up later. All right, let's look it up. Okay. Let's make these assumptions. For the moment, look, the Rashba said it, the Smag said it, I said it. And if it goes against the Gemara, but we'll have to have an answer somehow. Okay. Okay. What? That the source for Mizanino, Bottle Barov, is not Akirav Lahatis, but it's rather based on the implication of Ola. Only Ola is not Bottle Barov, Mizanino, implying everything else is Bottle Barov. But the Miley, the extra thing you gain out of this is that you have a built-in distinction with the Mimdimino, Mimdishen Amino, in terms of Bittul Barov, with irrespective of time. This is the only, this is the white knight that can save the Ramah. The Ramah made a distinction between Mimdimino, Mimdishen Amino, irrespective of time. Just Bas Hashmo. The Shach stream, how can it be? It's crazy. No, there's no source to this. The answer is, this is the source. This is the source. Now both sides, we're not out of the woods yet. We're not out of the woods yet. Do you understand so far? Do you understand so far? Ask me now before we go further. We just stop. So far, so good. All right, so far, so good. Now, only one problem. Or, of course, this is difficult. How do we know that min b'she'eino mino, real b'she'eino mino, b'shmo b'taima, is b'zo b'shishma? How do we know the min b'shena min is b'zal b'shish? If you learn Achi Rabbi Lahatos at full, it's always bitul even b'tarovet. Except why is the chiddush of Tam Kiika telling you fakir, building up from scratch? Really, it should always be b'zal. Tam Kiika builds up from scratch and says, oh, what? If there's a time, it's not b'zal. There's no time at all. It reverts back to Achi Rabbi Lahatos. That's how Rashi learned. Push up shot. But if we're discounting Achi Rabim Lahatas over here, that's not a source. The only source is what? Rabosa. Only source is what? Is the derivation from Olo that tells you that by Olo, Mimbimino is not Bustle. Implying that everywhere else Mimbimino is Bustle Barov. Correct? By Mimbishane, it is no Yalfusa that we're assuming now from Carbon Olo. So it should never be Bustle. Why is it Bustle Bishishan? What? I don't know. Draw the shares you reeled in. Not enough.
Isn't that what the
Chazal
supposed to say? Chazal said, say
hello. All right, okay.
I'm still going to Rashi. Yeah. He said that according to Rashi, he started out after Rashi, and then he filled up the Chazal Kedra.
Yeah, that's right.
But according to Rashi, even if it's any time,
even
if it's
not
time, it's still
needs. That's not the right.
That's not okay. Okay.
Yeah. I thought the following, Zerol B'Sheila, one could say, but Pasha Shad and Tan Smach. One could say the following. You see the Gemara Menachas, I asked you to look at the whole Gemara, not that long, but I didn't, purposely didn't chip any lines off. It was a fascinating discussion over there. What happens when blood mixes with water? Saw the Gemara? Blood mixes with water. The Gemara says, if it's Maris Dam, it's Kosher. If there's no Maris Dam, it's Potter. So the Gemara, if blood is good, if it's red, it's good. If not, it's possible. Can I ask you a question? I know we're not learning kashrut. Well, we're not doing kashrut. We're now learning kashrut. But let me ask you a question. How do you know? This thing, I just mentioned. How do you know? How do you know? Then yesh bo dam is kosher. And yesh bo mar is dam is kosher. And there's no marriage down as well. How do you know? I'll say, oh, I think you know. Say, I think you know? What do you say, Jordan? One word answer. One word answer. Starts with a stomach and ends with an aleph.
Svara.
That's what I'm thinking of. It's a svara. You have a mixture of blood and water. Well, this mixture should be treated like dam and if it is weak as kosher, or should not be treated like dam and if it is weak as possible. Svara. What's a svara? Look. If it looks like dam, I mean, it's dam. It's legal that it's dam. One second. It's legal that it's dam. So then it's treated as dam. It's not legal that it's dam, that it's bubble. Therefore, one second. Therefore, one could say, the same thing applies to food. There's only one difference. When it comes to blood that you're spilling out of his back, what's the definition of nikar? Sight, look. When it comes to food, and the question, what's the definition of nikar? What's the answer? Taste. So one could say, it's mitzvah that once there's no taste, it's no good. You have blood and water, there's no marriage tam. It's a mitzvah, it's not called tam. If it doesn't taste like tam, it's a mitzvah, it's not trait. One could also say it's a derech hakasam. So basically, you could say the derech hakasam is rov b'sheila, which is the derech hakasam of tam tika. Who needs tam tika? It's always the derech hakasam of tam tika. One could argue. That's the way it gets a little complicated with the shema and the timer. You could say just push up shot to streamline things. One could say it's a svara. Now, or of course, everything I just said until now is going according to which shita. Ramah the Shach. Who am I going to according to now? I'm trying to explain the Ramah. What's the Ramah shita? There's a distinction between Nimbimino and Nimbisheno Mino, irrespective of Tam Kika. The Shach clearly denied it. The Shach goes with Shita's Rashi. That it's really say after Rabbi Lahakos, and even in his Harovas of Lach Balak, and then it's automatically bottled Baro, Bibimino, and Bibishen Amino, the only reason it's not bottled is when Tom Kikar. So clearly, the definition according to the Shach of Amino, Shen Amino, depends upon what? Bottled Tom Amino. According to the Ramah, this Zeres HaKosu that he has, which is a derivation and implication from the Din of Menachos, of Dam Badam, the Karbonas, the Kachin, which could be referring very likely to Nimbimino Bishmo. After all, in Dam is a timer. I mean, we don't talk about Tam and Dam. We don't discuss these things. I'm sure there is some kind of Tam. But we're discussing it in Shem. Okay. This, Rabosai, wait a minute. This could explain the Ramah's kula. See, you have to understand, it's a double machlok, the kula and the chumra, okay? Min demino, according to the Shach and Shein demino, according to the Shach, always depends upon time. Simple, depends upon time. According to the Ramah, it depends upon Shmo. Right? Depends upon Shmo. So, first the Shach started screaming at the Ramah. How can you say it's bottle of a robe? I can taste tarts. So that's what he answered. So what? You can taste tarts. So what? Because there is a kasu that is bottle baro based upon what? On the derivation of what? Of what? Of olin. And the fact that you can taste tarvis itself doesn't matter so much. After all, the Mechaber didn't care if you can taste tarvis, it might still be kosher with the raisa. But that doesn't bother me, the fact that you can taste tarvis. That takes care of half the problem. I think we've taken care of that pretty well. But there's another half of the problem. What's the other half of the problem? The other way around. What's the second machlokes between Ramah and the Shach? The other way around. Where tastes the same, but has a different name. It tastes the same with a different name. The jingle. It tastes the same with a different name. So what's the din according to the Ramah and according to the Shach? According to the Shach, what's halacha there? With the raisa. Bottle the what? Bottle the roll, body. Don't taste it. According to the Ramah's din, it's not bottle the roll. It's not bottle the roll. Now the question is why? How do you explain this? This is really impossible to explain. How do you explain this fact that min bin is a shove bitama and different bishma? According to the Ramah, what do we say? That you need shishim midaraita. Why? How did we explain according to Ramah before based on the Gemara Menachos? We couldn't base it on time. Kika said, what are we basing on? What are we basing on? Vara. Not gonna work. Get this. Finish the shiur. Give up. It doesn't work. The game is up. Everything worked perfect until now. Now it's finished. It was working terrific. And here we finally came to the end of the line. Here's the game. The game just fell to pieces. No? How do we explain it to the Rambo? What did we just say before a minute ago? What did we explain to the Rambo a minute ago? What did we say? We got stuck. So what did we say? We said, how did the Rambo know that Mimishem Amin is Batal B'Shishim? After all, it shouldn't be Batal at all. There's no source in Dama Par Dama Sar. So we said, Svara. Svara, beautiful, beautiful. Svara is a beautiful Svara. Face of the Gemara yet. By Dama. Dama says, mixed up the Mayim. If it looks like Dama, it's Kashav is Rika. If it does look like Dama, it's possible as we can. How do you know? So I presume it's Svara. It's the same thing applies by food. So it's a deeper dimension of sight, the measurement of taste. No? That is it. Sorry? Sorry? What's the machine of mamish? Literally the machine of me. Okay. Great game of you. Small over time. Now, here's where the game is up, Rameh. Exactly. It's just what you're asking, in terms of taste and in terms of name. Here, where it's min be what? With shava b'taim avalo shava b'shma. According to Rameh, what do you need over there? What do you need? Shishim in the right. There's where my svar ends. That's exactly the point which you brought up, Meir. If I'm right, that it's derived from svara, so when does the svara apply? The svara applies with this that shishim should be a criteria in the raisa. Where does that come up? That if it's mitzvah, it means entirely bishma over time. Fine. But if it's what? Min be, if shava b'taima and not shava bishma, so why is there a more required shishim in the raisa? Should say it's not nigger, right? Even and therefore should be bottled automatically. Sorry? Why? That we finished already. That we took care of already. Now I'm discussing.
Why should we require Tammuz?
Come again?
Why should we require
Tammuz? Well, that doesn't bother me. It's Xeris Akasa that is both of the road. It's Xeris Akasa. Don't forget. According to what we're saying now, after Av Mahadis does not apply. We're building down, not building up. According to Rashi in the Shah, you build up. Start after Av Mahadis is bubble. You have to build up with Tom Kieger. But once you deny after Av Mahadis' application to Lach Balach, everything should be awesome. Everything is awesome. The mouth is no bishop or else. Everything is awesome. If you start with Xeris Akasa, Tama Paradama Sawyer, that is a dinner bishop or else. That's all. I don't hear any more. Bottle of the road. No star, nothing. But I just bottle of the road. Terrific. That's finished. And I want to know, going to the Ramah, what if it's different, if it's different Bishma? So the Xeris Akasa doesn't apply. We ask for the Kasha. If the Xeris Akasa doesn't apply, there should never be any Bishma. Never. Not even Bishishim. So what do we answer? It's not Nika. It's not Nika. But then the question may raise the question. That's the case. That it's not Nika, you can't tell because you can't taste it. That's a Svara. That same Svara should work even in what kind of a case? With Shavet.
Good. Well, all he's saying is even though it's Bittul Barov once, it can become Ois Bittul Barov. And that's as far as the comparison goes. Good. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, as I asked you to in Simon Kuf Test, if Halaf you see, Chaticha, which is not royally, it's Kabeh. So it's Bittul Barov, Min Domino, Yavish B'Yavish. Fine. The facts are basically, the basic facts are the same as the Rush. But then he says, U'mutal Achlam Adam Echad, Kol Echad Bifnei Atzma, Avalo Yochal Shloshtam Yachad, against the Rush. Who was the Baal of Machka? Who was the Sheet of Rishonim who was against the Rush? Who? The contemporary of the Rush. They wrote to each other. The Rashba. The Rashba says that although Min Demino Yavish V'Yavish is Batal Barov, but you don't say Isa Nepach Lios Heter, and therefore two things result. Right? Well, we said before the Rush had two results, the Rashba was the opposite result. Number one, you can't have all three of them together. That's Sif Aleph and the Mechaber. And number two, Sif Beis and the Mechaber, Yavish B'Yavish and his Batal Chad betray in Bishlon Kulon Kiyachod, Afil Lecho Kalecha B'fnei Atmo, also remain Shem Shishim. These two will go Hoba Hatalya Lechora. The Rosh was Matir Baal, the Rashba Asis Baal, and the Mechaber passes back the Rashba. The Ramah, at the end of Sif Beis, quotes Shidas HaRosh, Yes, Armin, didn't know that Tarov is Kodesh and it's battle, we are call, sorry, Dain Chosim and Asar, we are in its battle, we are Vesh. Uva Malcolm have said it's this book, I did make Kilo on the hat. Yes, yeah.
Can you see that
you want to know what the Rashba's din, the Rashba's argument with the Rosh is on the level of the Raisa or level of the Rabbana? What do you say, though? Okay. Who gave you this compare? Who gave you this brilliant idea to compare the Shnei Shvilin? A brilliant person. The Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says the reason why I cannot eat them all together is because it's like Shnei Shvilin. Not Shnei Shvilin. You know, some people have made it didn't understand the Gaon meant. The Gaon writes. You know the Gaon writes. He writes what's the Lashon of Yeh? He says the Chule, yeah. What kind of thing is that? That is very possibly only Midirabana. Only Midirabana. In which case, if the Gaon's comparison is valid, the Rashba's again might only be Midirabana. So perhaps the Rashba will give me the rice, the Rosh is right. Isa Nefach Leo Teta. But the Rabbana said no, you cannot eat Mivasakas, and presumably for that same reason, you cannot, if you Mivashal together, it would be us. Now, the Mechaba does add one note though, namely, he says, the Imrosa Levashlan Yachad, the Ein Shom Shishim, Mutala Harabos Aleim, Kadeshir Shishim, Levashlan, the Ein Vomishim Mivatal Isser. That's something very interesting. You have two pieces of Tosha, one piece of trace, mix them together. And you very much want to cook them together. You can't? What happens if you can't do it? So what do? You find more pieces of Tosha, mix them all in, and then you can mix, cook them all together. How many pieces of Tosha must you have mixed in? 58. Or 58, enough. You don't need Shishim times all the three. So Shishim times the one. What's the Lashon of the Harbos Aleihem? Aleihem doesn't mean it's the Mevatel all three of them. As one might have imagined. The battle it by adding 58 to them, to those three. You add 58 to those three, if you have 60 to the battle that one. I think that's trapped. I don't know, it's not so clear. Why are they saying the battle is the Chakil, in other words? Good question. That's the Mechaba's coming to answer. Why? So the Rishak explains. Each one of these can be eaten by itself. There's no Issa Mevatel Issa L'chatkila. Each one of these things is Issa. I all three together. That's a separate issue. That's what the Mechaba says. Fine. So far, so good. Now the question becomes, in fact, why wouldn't we say Chozer V'Niyur according to the Rosh? After all, the Rosh says Chozer V'Niyur if you add extra. Right? If you add extra stuff, it's called the veneer, correct? So if I just cook it together, maybe you should also say it's called the veneer. You get a question? According to the Rosh, although Issa Nepach Leos Heter, that's only if the ratio stays the role of Heter. Once the ratio changes to the role of Isser, what happens then? Goes back to Isser. So the one could ask a question, therefore if I have two Heter and one Isser, and I cook them all together, maybe we should say chos of veneer, and the time of one goes into the other. Perhaps. The Gaon has the kasha. The Gaon's of Kotin Yudal. The last Gaon in the simon. He says, Kekos of Arash, Bukhashitaso, the Issa Nepach Leheter, the Ein chos of Venesar, Kamashikos of Zvokam and Gil obeys, Ukamashikos of Liel Simon Sadi Tessiv Vov. That's a suga. We had it before already. Remember chos of veneer? Shebedava Shubad Rabbana Venoda Ain Choza Veneer Vizeshakasa Venoda. So the Ramos is Venoda. What's going on over here? What's the Gaon talking about? What's the Vilna Gaon saying over here? Well, how do you understand the Vilna Gaon?
Shakta
is an FPV or
something.
Right. Well, we'll come to that later. But what's the whole thing of Choza Veneer? What's the Rabbana? What's the Rabbana? What does he mean? What does he mean, Shemadabba Shuma the Rabbana? Talking about Chazer. Chazer is the Raisa. What means the Rabbana? What's the answer, David? Correct. the fact that it's min b'mino, right, the whole issue of min b'mino lach b'lach, it's purely the Rabbanan, right? As we know, the zera mino atu what? Atu she'eno mino, right? Atu she'eno mino. The midrash is batel barov. We pass him against Rabbi Yehuda, as we discussed at length yesterday. And therefore, the Rabbanan, you wouldn't say chos v'nia. Now, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Yes. Good question. The Gaon himself, if you recall, we learned back there, said a distinction between the Daraita and the Rabbanan. And we had a long Vilna Gaon, and I think it was on the Mount of Comments. We spoke about it a little bit. There he distinguishes between the Daraita and the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan himself doesn't. Good question. Well, one could say, you don't say Chos V'Niyah by the Rabbanan. The truth is over here, the Chalal, the Kasha is almost no Kasha. So you want to say that. Why is no Kasha?
Why is there any difference between cooking together and cooking together?
We spoke about Chos V'Niyah. Remember, we mentioned the Chazanish, the Holy Soul. We talked about the Chal, and about the falling in once and twice. Chos V'Niyah is only if you add extra. You add extra food. But if you didn't add anything extra, maybe we shouldn't say Chos V'Niyah. See, you didn't add anything extra new. It's just the two and the one. The two, the one was already bought from the two. So the Chalal shouldn't say Chos V'Niyah. So therefore, the Gaon's question is perhaps not such a great question. The answer to it perhaps not such a great answer. So, all right, so the Mamana Shahar, okay. Did you take the Gaon's cash in his terrace, so you reject both? Either way, the Rosh and the Ramar, okay. Fine. The Mechaber, they'll quote one more view in Sif Aleph. V'yesh misha oseh la'ochlam adam echad afilu ze'achar ze'ah. Ooh, that's a real chum. Not only can I eat all three pieces of meat together in one bite, you can't even eat them, one person can not even eat all these three pieces, the Zeach HaZeh. Close this mention to Shashit over here, Kuf. The Gaon, in Sifkatan Vav, quotes Tosfos from Kuf. Then he says, Kemosh HaKosav, V'sof Perek Zayin, the Trumas, Ein Yadua V'chulei, Ochal Acher Es Chulei, Ochal Echad Ashtayin Chulei. Now, I dare you. Figure out what he's talking about. I mean, if you looked it up, even then it's hard. I don't know what's happening. I thought it's no raya whatsoever. The Gaon quotes the Mishnah in Truman. I looked it up. I couldn't understand it as Mechule. I looked it up. What's the case in Truman? The case in Truman is talking about what we call Tliya. Actually, maybe we'll one day get to it at the end of this summer, maybe. The last simon here in Yerodei Chelek Aleph. Simon Kuf Yud Aleph. We call Shani Omer. Somebody may have learned it in Pesachim. But the close, most people, but also in Yavamis. You learn Yavamis, most people. Pesachim, most people learn. It's in the first parak. But Shani, not in the first parak? In the third parak, I know, but I think it's in the first parak. In the Elo over it. The Sukh of the Prophet. The first. Badamai. It's there too. What do you mean Shani Omer? It's a question of, pardon the pun, potluck. Question of something falling into two pots. Right? The kosher pot, the trefa pot, so you hope for the best. The kosher falls in the kosher pot, trefa falls in the trefa pot, and back up, all kinds of things. So the Gemara there, the Mishnah and Truma is talking about a case of Truma falling in. And two guys eating, Truma fell into one of two kupos, we're not sure which one. So if I eat one and you eat one, we're both potter from paying. Why? I say, Ashani Om, I ate the one which is kosher v'yosh. There's no chiyuv for me to pay the kohen. And you say, I ate the one which is 100% kosher. But if one guy ate both, then he has to pay. That's the tradition of Truma. So from there, the Gaon brings the raya that, well, if one guy eats, it's more chomer. I agree that in that case, it's more chomer. There is no bitl barov. There, the whole cool in the Mishnah Truma is what? Shani Omer. What we call the Machpotsu called Tliya. In your Tola, you hope for the best, you Tola it is. Tola. So when you hear the game is up, there's no Tliya if you ate both pots. There's no Tliya, it's not Shaya. Of course you have to pay. But here it is in Butler Barrow, what's the difference? One or two each. I don't think there's any right at all for Mishnah Truma. I don't know. Stop. Stop. speaking of chumrah, it's about a bigger chumrah. The Ramok was even a bigger chumrah. Not only can you not, let's get, according to the Rosh, let's look how we go in ascending order. According to the Rosh, everything's mutter, you can eat all three together, and we can eat, take a sandwich, no problem. According to the Rashba, you can't eat all three together, you can't cook them together. According to the Tosafot, she's called in the Machab, not only that, you can't even eat all three b'zeh chazeh. According to the Rashi, quoted by the Ramah, you can't even eat all three. What do you mean, Bada Barov? Well, then all three become us. You gotta throw one into the garbage. I had a chance to throw one, the right one into the garbage, are almost nil, one butler, or whatever it is, but certainly it's a miyat. Doesn't matter. Chumrah de Balma, throw one into the garbage.
That's the last one.
And How about the last one? You throw it? No, if I can't, you throw it first, I would say, no? Before you throw it out. I don't know. Rashi seems like you've got to throw it out first, got the impression. And the Gaon says the Raya's and Truma's, no, Raya's, the Kitzer. Rashi's Shver Sheet. It's all the posts that agree with Rashi. Ramah quotes it as a Chumrah, and he's quoted as such. And all the Chumrah Bialim. Mamma Rukma did it himself. Why should it be necessary?
No, I'm saying, why should you even make it from
the... Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
You brought a riot. What's the riot? By Truma, what?
Shaved.
Yeah, but the riot is listed. There, it's only special case by Truma, because it's a Ketzel HaShaved, otherwise not. But Ketzel, go on, try to defend why it's not a riot listed. It's technically a Tzlach Balach, and Taruvus, or whatever. It's a Shver Sheet. Yeah, whatever. Faith. On other cases, the Rush quote, he said the Rush tried to quote him by throwing things out, by Tabol, throw two out, one out. It's basically kind of pleasing more in his Vulcan, which we'll have case to look at in a few minutes, maybe, in the shop.
Did
Rush say
it's Nefah?
Well, the fellows that claim that on the right to level, Rush might agree with the Rush. Just the argument of the Rabbana level. On the Rabbana level, the Nazis said that, but Leah said, one could say also on the right to level, Rush. You can't just, in fact, go through and Shnei Shvillim. Because some Shnei Shvillim the right too. Mishnah Mel talks about it. Tell us the Rabbana. Right. Wait, Pesachim, where?
How
does that mean?
If he holds that we don't see a Shabbat,
how do we see the Rabbana? No, I eat one. I want to eat this one piece. I ask the Rabbah Shaila. The Rabbah Efetmir, Achwe Rab Lahaki. Good, eat it. Finish. Come eat another one. What's it did? Achwe Rab Lahaki. Now there's only one left.
That's
right. Achra Rab Lahaki. Why? Because there's one third chance you already ate the Ketzel HaShaved. I mean, I don't know if you're very good at math to know that every shit every time you have is a two thirds chance of eating kosher. And the third one is also the same two thirds chance. Think about it. Okay. Now comes the most fundamental machlokas here of all. It would seem, it's the way it's presented here in the shop. That's over here, it's called Yud Beis. Yechiel referred to it earlier. The Shach is like this. The Mechaber say you want to cook them together, it's a big problem. Says the Shach, Simchot and Yudei, Simroto Levashlam Vachuli Miyu, Levashlam Bebeis Kederis, Shoru. You have, let's say, I don't know, you have a whole bunch, you have 20 pieces of, you have 10 pieces of tarpus, and, excuse me, 10 pieces of meat. I don't know, 8 a kosher, 2 a treif, something like that. You'll take five and put it in this box, five and put it in that box. So the box says, that's okay. Rafilu bishlim bebeis kederos kodem shenoda hataroves muto liyochon achaka. You can still eat it. Why? Sherarashba machmik shebishlon yachad afilu bishlon achas shenoda hataroves. Vehit there be bishul miktosan l'tzad echad and miktosan l'tzad acher. K'moshe kotzav es yosef b'shmo, adka l'shon haba. The same as the Rashba who holds that you cannot cook them all together. But he holds you can cook them all, you can cook them in two separate pots. Why can you cook them in two separate pots? Why, Dabba? What's the svar? You can be told that there's no vada yisr, right? There's no vada yisr. So too, in the case of Lo Nodat Teroves, it will be the same. That's what the Bach says. Says the Shach, crazy. Ulfi Nizaiti Nireh. The hard the matter Arashba Bishnam Bebeis Kaveras Hainamish and the Kaven the Noda Vinitz Batal Minat Torah the Gamid Rabbonon Barov Ela Shalavashlon Yachad Osam Hashem Shechazar Aitzer Vinitz Arav and Maheter Tarehu Kishari Sturman of Lolim Kidakos of Arashba the Hedja the Osaraz Midrabbonon the Hilka Kol Shen is Bashel Bebeis Kaderos Lochaz Olios Kishari Suraman of Lolim Ubishah Shaocha Kol Kaderu Kaderos and his Bashel Ba Omer Isa Bekder Acheres Mutter Tafilu Teva de Midi Svekal and Afka Mikomakom Havala Svekder Abon on the Kula The Afshra Filu Svekder Abon on Lekka The Afshra Blagos Rabon on Mimimino Bishishim Ela Balach Mamish Avok Shen is Batel Kivar Baro Loach Mirach Akach Lukmar the Rice Period. Aval kishalo no that's a robot. The Oslon is battle is a clava osum in hat Torah. El of the Atta Bishata Bishno that's a robot and Cain. Al call Kadero Yeshlomar. Shemo Iser Bezu. Havel is fake at the Raisa Lachumra. For Osu Lachule Alma. What does the Shach say? The Shach is saying clearly that if it's low no da. Hataroves, Bitl Barov doesn't work. The Shach is saying it straight. Bitl Barov only works when we find out about the problem. We don't know about the problems of the Shach. There's no din of Bitl Barov. Right. On the Raisa level, there's no din, the Torah has no din of Bitl Barov. Hold on. That is the Shach's of the affairs. What do you want, though?
If someone comes along and
needs
somebody to
speak
before anyone finds out about it,
he could
have it on his own.
According to the Shach, it would appear, if someone would walk over to these three, we don't know about, no one knows anything about the three. He eats something from the three, right? And then it turns out that these three, what are these three? An Isser Shin is Arif. According to the Shach, he requires Kapara. What is that Kapara? I have to get from the Hilchus. The details increase. I don't know what kapara. You have to have some kind of a kapara. According to the Bach, l'chora, if the Bach is arguing, this fundamental point one would say, if the Bach is arguing, then we wouldn't even need a kapara. But maybe the Bach holds it is a bit of a robe. We didn't flow know that, perhaps. Is that what the Bach, how do you understand the Bach? Do you understand the Bach that way? It's unclear what the Bach means, no? The Bach said it's mutter. We don't know why. L'chora, at first glance, the first line of defense of the Bach has to be, he argues, he rejects the Shach's assumption. The Shach wants to say, if lo no die, hatarovet does it with the rice, there's no bit of the rope, and the Bach has nothing to do with it?
So yes, Moshe.
It's lo no die. Lo no die, 803? The stomach, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Once we know
it's no problem. Now, what's the svar of the shah? Why should it be Rabosa? What's the svar of the shah? Why should it be that only you have to know that? It's above them of the right. What's the answer? One word answer. Three word answer. One. No. Where does Bitl Barov come from over here? What's called? Achrei Rabim. Lahatos. What does Lahatos mean?
You go,
bust of the rove. So when you go, bust of the rove wins and the meat is bustle. But you have to go. Achrei Rabim Lahatos. You have to be Matacha Rove. What's a rove? There's a statistical role in the world which nobody knows about, but that works. No. Achrei Rabim Lahatos. You have to be mata after the role, and you have to have a achlata, a decision, to follow the role. And that requires yediyah. That's what a Shach was to say. And the Bach says, Lav Dafka, Lahatos, that's the way the Torah phrases it. But even if there's no Lahatos, it would still be Batel Barov. Yeah. That's what we're talking about, what Yav Min Bimino. Yavish for Yavish. What about Min Bimino lach balach, lach balach, licha ora, but depending on what we discussed yesterday. If min bimino lach balach is batal barov with the rice, so why? Because of achrei rabin lahatos, which is shitas rashi, right? And shitas hashach, then what would it then be? Again, lach ora, you would need your deer. If we know your deer, it wouldn't be batal at sort of here. The chidish nifla, no? The min bimino lach, isn't that incredible? So you need your deer at the rice level over there too? Because it's based on achrei rabin lahatos, 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 lachor. Of course, according to what we said yesterday, according to the Ramah, that the din of lach falach mina batal barov is not based on achrei rabin lahatos, but rather derived from damapar and damasoyer, and supposedly the Rashba says, and the Smag, the Rosh Hashulchan quotes, then lach ora, I would say, if there's no deer, you see a deer? You don't need any deer. That's what I would say. Shimon, is it for me?
No.
Okay. Good. So now...
Shishim?
That's butler for a different reason. No time. It's time not...
Chest doesn't agree with it. The head does. I never said
Shach disagrees, right? Look, I don't want to say it's 100% because others disagree. Yes, Moshe.
According to the
Shach,
would one person be on the
Tarot
that's
held
another person?
Yes, I would say yes. No? As long as a Jew knows about it. A Jew has to know. Okay.
So
what
did you know
that would help for the world? I would say it's Svara,
but
I'm not sure. I mean, yeah. So maybe Dabas just depends on your DS Habala. So someone else knows about it, you're doing the Bala out of town, so you can't eat it. Hard to say, no? This is the first way. Now, if you look on the pre-Megadim, you see he says something totally different. Please look in the pre-Megadim. I'm in shock. Okay, I'm looking for it. Here it is. Page Resh Pei Beis in this print. He quotes the Prima Gaon, the Shach says the way, the Prach says the way, and the Minchas Yaakov Kamala B'tarti. Aleph, the Ata Shenoda Ha'isur Achshav, Din Yavish B'Yavish Hava. Mali and Hain B'Kadera Achasa B'Beis Kadera. It's a powerful question. It's a very powerful question. How can the Shach Aser, just because it fell into two different parts before the Tarovus was known, right now the Tarovus is known. So right now it'll be Batal Barov. They're scattered. What happened? I had 8 kosher and 2 trays. And there's 5 spilled in here, 5 spilled in there. Right? So right now, it should be Batal Barov. After the rice. Right now it should be Batal Barov. Because after all, right now it's known that some of the rice are now Batal Barov. Right. That's right. The Gulu is talking about that kind of a cake. The Gulu. So not talking about that kind of cake. Otherwise, okay. Let's not debate that point. Whatever. In either case, we're talking about a case with the Rov Bishefa. We don't even know those distinctions over here. That's out. Beis. No, v'chein, Masha Kotov, the lo know the Havim in HaTorah. Uva Rosh, Huva Beis Yosef, Mashma, the lo know the Havim in HaRabbonon, Yehuyin Shok. Second question is the Rosh would seem to say, well, it's our Rosh. That Rosh, of course, is our Rosh that we all saw. Would indicate a lo know that is only Asur, me, the Rabbonon. The Yesh Lomas is the Prima Gadol. The Svaras HaShach is the really ingenious shot of the Prima Gadol. The Svaras HaShach who? The Kol Shalom Noda Ein Lo Bitl Klal Men HaTorah. Either Rosh, we'll come up to figure out the Rosh for ourselves. Hilka Kishabishel Imayim Su Neser Amayim De Ein O Minom En HaTorah. V'af li'ach ha'shem no'dah da'chatichos mevatlin mikol makom ha'rotev nishar b'isur v'nivla b'chatichos v'lo shayach loma sofek d'rabbonon l'kula ki'ay gavna. I am ha'shakot b'tzarekes v'ha d'salek v'ma'shakot v'kan li'el v'mikol makom tzarekhiyin v'nema kol shlo no'dah isur Torah o'leho. Quote of the Mice in Frankfurt, the Nechoku Bazel, the Machlokes in Frankfurt, whether it's true or not true. Prima Gorim turned the Shach upside down. What did he say? No! It's not the Chatichas. The Chatichas are Batal Barov. The Batal Barov now, the Batal Barov later, that's not a problem. The problem really is that the Chatichas before, assuming, which you'll have to take care of the Rosh later. Assuming that why? That's called on Shinoda Tarovas and Isa Daraisa, and it got cooked in with the soup, right? So the soup, the water, the soup, that became Ostam Daraisa because you need, because Mimbishen Amina Tan Kika Daraisa. And that soup remains Ostam Daraisa Yizum's Li Olam Void, La Adla Olme Olamim. And now the meat absorbs within it the taste of that soup, therefore, that is your problem. That's why the Shach asks. Okay. That's what the Shach asks. One second. That's what the Shach asks. That's what the Shach asks. And he suggests that the East of the Rice would only be on the what? On the Rotev, not on the bus. Why on the bus? So the bus is absorbing from the soup. So why shouldn't we say it should become the Ostam Daraisa from the soup? What's the answer? Like God makes the point that only Issa D'Oraisa is on the what? On the soup, but not on the on the meat. The meat absorbed from the soup. So the Chora, the meat absorbed from the soup. The soup became shaken because it picked up from the meat. So it would be considered min b'mino. When we discuss this problem, the Tosis, Kuf Ches on the days. If meat gives time into water, and then this water, the soup, gives time back into meat. What kind of din is that? Mimbimina, mimbishena, mina. Do we consider mimbishena, mina, because it's water and meat? Or do we consider mimbimina, because it's ultimately meat and meat? The thing is, assuming that mimbimina, as a weakening paskin, because it ultimately started with meat and ended with meat. Now, this being the case, if that's the case, they're both sides. If the Prima Garden's chat is correct, it's a chiddush. But if it's shot is correct, Lachora has to be correct, no? Does it? I mean, this kasha is very, very powerful. This kasha. After all, now that it's no, there should be bottle, but should be bottle, yavish should be yavish. What's the difference if the two in this part, eight in that part, four in this part? Look, Shayach Lomaki Agavna is Tavik Rabban on the Kula. So clearly, I think the worst thing is the Rabban. That's what he meant. Because it's the Raisa. Oh, I thought it was the technicality of the Galgal of them. Alright, maybe that's what he means. Maybe? Okay. Assuming his assumption that which he buttled Rov at the end and his result is Mukhrach, it's all the way out. But the question now becomes, what is the Bakshi? One could say like this. I have the following shot in the back. Back to my, I haven't gone far from my old shiur. It's the same status. What happened over here, Abosha? Think about it for a minute. You had meat. Okay? You had meat. The meat was mostly kosher, some trick. Okay, mixed in with soup. Alright? Now, an hour later, we find out what happened. And now all the meat is batel barov. So Shach says, Superman does some of the rice. Why is the Bach argue? So until now we assume the Bach is matter with the rice. Why? So until now we assume that the Bach held that Bitzel Barov does not require Yediyah. Right? That's what we had to assume. There's no brayer. Perhaps we can make a different assumption. Maybe the Bach uses the Shach that Bittul Barov requires Yediyah. Perhaps, though, he holds, perhaps, the Chiddush, Perhaps he holds. So what happened over here? I meat in soup. The meat gets time into the soup. Right? Perhaps he holds that an hour later, when the meat becomes butter, right? The meat is now butter. The meat's gone in the soup. The meat is now butter. What are you going to say? Too late. How found? The meat already gave time in the soup an hour ago. Perhaps one could say the following first. One could say it's hot. Maybe it's a back meat. But what's the nature? What's the easter of the soup? What's in two words? What's the easter of the soup? Tom, ki ikar. Maybe, says the yisod. So in the ikar, which is still the ikar in the soup, when the ikar becomes bottle, maybe the tom also becomes, the tom of an ikar which is bottle. Ah, of course, it's a tremendous extension. He said last week, a chiddush, that the tom of an ikar which is bottle, so the tom is also bottle. Now it's saying, the ikar gave tom before it was bottle. Maybe we could say when the ikar becomes bottle, that bittle extends not only to the ikar itself, any damage which is caused by that ikar might also become bottle. Possibly.
Why did you say that it becomes bottle from the beginning?
From the how?
Well, how can you say that this time becomes, once this becomes bottle, the time is somewhere else, the time will become bottle also?
Why not?
You took out the meat, right? And now that you know about the meat, let's say you took the meat out of the soup. Before
you go ahead and do it. Before asking me the question about the soup, ask the same question about the meat. I have three pieces of meat. Klape Shmaya Galya. Don't stop it, we don't know anything. Klape Shmaya Galya. Klape Shmaya Galya, these three pieces of meat, nobody knows anything about them, but they're awesome. Even though two is cut one check, since nobody knows, these three are now awesome. The soup is also awesome. At the split second that we determine, at that split second, that what? That these three pieces of meat are in fact two kosher and one tray. At that split second,